Hello, welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney. Today's topic is belladonna, also known as deadly nightshade. As the name implies, this plant would be poisonous to people unless well diluted. That is, it can only be used in homeopathic dilutions. Each homeopathic remedy kit would surely have belladonna in it, as it is one of the most used acute remedies. Basically, belladonna is used for inflammatory conditions, which appear violently and whose symptoms progress rapidly. It could be a headache, earache, or sore throat, but must be used for intense symptoms. That is, the person won't have a mild case of these things. As an example, if a child's earache were to respond to homeopathic belladonna, the child would have either a high fever or be in great pain. The homeopathic reference books describe a lot of delirium, and you may see this in a child with a high fever. Belladonna is in the nightshade or solanacea family of plants, as is tobacco, potato, and tomato. These plants have a strong relationship to terror and the dark side. Lou Klein, a top homeopath from British Columbia, describes people needing one of these nightshade remedies as having only a thin veneer separating the conscious from the unconscious. For example, there may be kleptomania, great fear of the dark, or night terrors. There can be violence, rage, jerking, or bursting pains, and belladonna especially reacts the most acutely or intensely to these things within the solanacea family. Interestingly, the flowers of these plants actually open at night. They do better in the moonlight. There can be an affinity with magic, witchcraft, or Halloween in people who need one of these remedies. According to homeopaths from a previous generation, because belladonna affects the brain so intensely, animals like goats and rabbits are not affected by its poison, whereas carnivorous animals are moderately affected. Think of a cat, and humans affect it the most. The widely used drugs atropine and scopolamine are derived from the nightshade plants. Well, this has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.